Chaim, who graciously offered up me this opportunity to be able to extend and really come together as for the last Torah class for me, making the Siyum. It happens to be that I didn't plan this. It just happened to be that I finished last Shabbos, and I said, you know what? Maybe there would be a great idea. So to the Rebbeim and to you guys, you know, I appreciate you guys celebrating together with me. Number two, I don't know when this happened. I'm not sure when this happened, but last year I was having a conversation with Rabbi Englander and a couple of other Rebbeim teachers, and Rabbi Englander actually was talking about how he took upon himself a certain goal that he had every day. And a goal that he had every day was to learn an Amud of Gemara, right? As we know, a daf is two pages, and to be able to learn an Amud. So for me, a daf was just too hard. I didn't have time doing too many other things. But when Rabbi Englander said that he was doing that Amud, perfect timing, Rabbi, I said, you know what, let me try to take upon this myself. And after around a few months, or ever since last Sukkot, I've been loving this Sukkot because I was inspired by Rabbi Englander. So it just shows us that there's always people around us who could have truly affect us, who could truly inspire us. And I'll be honest with you, I learned for 10, 15 minutes a day. It wasn't that much. I wasn't doing crazy things. But after a long time, it really builds up, and you could really accomplish great things. And last but not least, I'd just like to dedicate this theme and all the learning and all everything we're about to do for the next 10, now 9 minutes. I know everyone's like, you said 10 minutes a minute ago. So the next 9 minutes, for refuah shlema for all the cholim and cholot, are our community, the Jewish people, and obviously the protection of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael throughout the world. Mordasa said an incredible story to the 8th grade girls on Shal Shos, and I have to repeat it because it's so, super incredible. I'm probably not going to do it justice because she says stories much better than I do. But the story basically goes like this: there was a person who was unfortunately involved with a non-Jew, and it got to be to a certain point where he was going to get married to this person, and he totally left the home. He had zero to do with his family, and his father just asked him. It could be that a few details are a little off, so bear with me. His father just asked him, before the wedding, before you get married, just do one more thing, just do me one favor, come to my house for Shabbos. Come to my house for one Shabbat, and then, you know, whatever you decide, no problem. So what happens? He comes for Shabbos, doesn't wash, doesn't make brachot, just chilling there, thinking about his new life ahead of himself, and really, really, really not inspired. Just comes for Shabbos and really just has a, as they say, a pyre of Shabbos. You know, nothing, you're not doing anything positive, nothing negative, you're just sitting there. Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, his father says that he's going to visit the great Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman. Zatzal just passed away this year. And he said he was going to go visit him. And for some reason, the father didn't know why, that his son, who's about to get married to this non-Jew, said, like he said, I don't know if you want to go, but I'm going to a great rabbi. She said, yeah, I would love to come. Taken aback, his son's about to marry a non-Jew, wants to have zero to do with Judaism. Now he wants to go to see Rav Aaron Leib. He goes into Rav Aaron Leib, and the father takes him and his son, and they get brachos and they leave. Next day, he's sitting down with his son. It could be that I'm saying the story differently, but the message is important. And he's sitting down with his son, and his son says, I know that Rav Aaron Leib, after you left the room, I've decided not to marry this non-Jew. I want to come back to Judaism. And the father's like taken aback, obviously so excited, but he wants to know, like, what happened? What happened in that meeting, those few minutes that you had, that he totally changed your life? So he said, I'll tell you. And I was in school, I don't know if it was 8th grade or 12th grade, and I was taking my test, my entrance exam, like some of you guys had already to the certain high schools you're going to, please God, or you're going to have it next year. And Rabbi Aaron Leib, this rabbi, Rabbi Steinman, he was giving us a test, and he was giving me a question after question, and question after question I was getting it wrong. And usually when that happens, is that the teacher realizes, you know, let me start getting easier questions now. And Rabbi Aaron Leib did that, and for each question that he had, he would give like a chocolate, I think, or a candy to every answer that he got. So out of all the questions that he got right, let's say he got 3 questions right. So you would think, says the son to his father, you'd think that I would just get 3 chocolates. says, he said to his father, with a tear in his eye, I'm making it up just to get a little more emotional, but so emotional. With the tears in his eyes, and he said, Rabbi Aaron Lev gave me 10 candies that day. He gave me 10 chocolates. Because it wasn't just about getting it right. He saw that I tried, and I tried hard. And I was really wanted to be able to answer it right. And because he showed a little level of care, of kindness, consideration, sensitivity, he went out of his way for me. And now so many years later, I was totally off. I remember sitting down with him. I remember that love, that feeling of care, of kindness, of compassion. And when he gave me those 10 candies, it flickered something so special inside of me. And it ended up being that he married a Jewish girl, and he ended up raising an Orthodox family. The end of Masechet Sukkah talks all about having positive influences around us. Having good friends, staying connected to your teachers. When you leave this room, when you leave this building, it's not just leaving your abeim or leaving your teachers, it's just the beginning. Like some of the kids were crying. I said, this is just the beginning. If you think there's no such thing in Judaism as goodbye. It might be physically goodbye, but spiritually we're still very much connected. Very much connected. And I was thinking about why is maybe a way we could try to be able to end off the year with this idea. Parsha, we know, talks all about the Meraglim. The spies come back, and we know they had terrible reports. But there's two spies, known as Yeshua and Kalev, who stepped up when everyone around them was doing the wrong thing. Everyone around them was doing the wrong thing, but they stepped up and did what's right. So we know how Yeshua was saved. Yeshua was saved because Moshe added a letter in his name. But who knows what Kalev did? Who knows where did Kalev go? Kalev went to Hebron. Why did he go to Hebron? To Maras Machpelah, to daven by the Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. But if you ever look at the word Hebron, boys and girls, or as our English said today, men and women, if you look at the word Hebron, what's the shorish in the word Hebron? Chaver, Chavar, means connected. It means your friend. Says Rav Moshe Wolfson, a great rabbi in Brooklyn, he says, why did Kalev go specifically to Hebron? Why didn't he go to Yerushalayim? Yerushalayim is the holiest place in the entire world, based on Midrash and everything. Why did he go to Hebron? Because Hebron is the place of connection. Not just Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, and Leah, and Sarah, and Rivka, but it was a place of connection, of a chaver, of friendship, of care, of concern. Kalev felt, right now I need a little bit to remember who I am, to remember where I come from, to remember my DNA, to remember who am I a part of. And that, says Ramosh Wilson, that's what actually ended up saving Kalev. Because they all went to Hebron. But Kalev, when he went to Hebron, just like these, you guys, the eighth graders, you were just in Hebron. You felt something super special, because something that you connected to. Hebron is lashon chaver. You connected. A chaver is your friend, something you're connected to. And that's what ultimately saved Kalev. It ultimately saved him because he felt connected. That's really what the end of the year, girls and boys, or men and women, it's all about feeling connected. About feeling connected to each other, feeling connected obviously to Hashem. There's no greater message that the whole school and the whole yeshiva and everything, in the entire Torah, Hashem says one thing. Hashem wants one thing. How do you care for each other? Do you feel connected to each other? Are you opening the door when you go to shul? Or are you just slamming the door? When you see someone in camp who's maybe getting made fun of, God forbid, and you step up and you do what's right, even though it might not be the cool thing. I was in camp a few years ago. I'm not that old, even though I have a lot of grades, and I look like I'm a little older than I am. It's only because of you guys. No, just kidding. But at the end of the day, I was good, no? At the end of the day, I remember those days in camp. And it's hard to step up. It's hard to be the one in the bunk who's going to say, like, guys, that's not what we do. What we do is we're the Jewish people. We care for each other. We're committed to each other. And that's really what the end of Masechet Sukkah talks all about. So we're going to be Masechet now, Masechet Sukkah. Here we go. The Gemara ends off. I know it's I'm like 1 minute over my time. The Gemara ends off very famously, Tov l'tzadik, Tov l'shcheino. If something good is for the tzaddik, it's also good for his neighbor. When you surround yourself with good people, you yourself are inspired, right? When you go to a perfume store, maybe not the boys, when you go to a Macy's or a Nordstrom, when you go into a certain store, you come out with a certain smell on you. When you connect yourself with good people, they have an impact on you. They're contagious to you, and their sickness, their righteousness gets affected to you as well. Shenemar imru tzaddik ki tov ki pri. Ma'alehim Yocheos. The pasuk says, tell a righteous man that it is good, for they shall eat fruit of their deeds. Hajjan alacha chalel, v'slik alam esefes sukkah. Now you make the hajjan. The hajjan talks all about that even though you're finishing a tractate of Gemara, you're still coming to return it, and then we'll say Kaddish. You know, you have special ice cream treats. Please God, Be'ezrat Hashem. Hajjan alacha mesechet sukkah, v'hajjan alacha. Da'itin alacha mesechet sukkah, v'da'itin chalon. Lo v'nishnei minach mesechet sukkah, lo v'nishnei minon. Lo v'ama hadeh, v'lo v'ama t'asir. Kivamchi Sani Brachata Nanalam Nenu Kaka Amin 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 Salavat Modi Manach Nalach, Nafanacha, Nanalim Vasinum, Shasam Del Hakin Miosi Beth Mirjus, Losam Del Hakin Miosi Kronos, Shonamashkim, Hemashkim, Onamashkim Beth the Vitoro, Behemashkim is Verm Taylor, Onamelim, Behemamelim, Onamelim Makamskar, Behemamelim, the Ainu Makamskar, Onu Rotsim, Hem Rotsim, Onu Rotsim Kai Olam Haba, Hem Rotsim Levashach, Shemark, Atam, Batalim, Torim Levashachas, Anche Domim, Omerma Lo Yaksu Yimahem, Aniaftach Bach. Year at Zone, Milvanaka, and Alhaish Kishim says, Shah Zartani, the Sayam, the Sechas Sukkah. Cain to Azrin, the Hatzka, the Sechtos, the Swam Achem, the Simon, Lilmo, the Lamid, Lishma Velasus, the Kayam, the Kulvit Samuel, to Asech of Yahava, the Schus Kola Tanaim, the Amoraim, the Samadech Chamim, Yamo Lee, Lazari, Shalom Summer, Shatarm, P. Zari, 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 Adalam, Tiskayim, Bivis, Alecha, Tancha, Osach, Shabcha, Tishma Alecha, Hakisosa, his Sichacha, Kivira Yabel Mechal Yosif Hashnoshaim, Orach Yam Mimono, be smaller Shabbat, and I was the more you tame, and I berech some of us shalom. Please rise. Iskadavi, Iskadash, Shemirabo, Madibutas, Elias Kados, Olahayo, Messiah, Lasakayas, on the Kayam, Livne Kartel, Yerushalem, Bishalla, Club, the Gavo, Lamakar Palkano, Nukrami Naro, Lasava Palkano, Dishmael, Lasre, Yamak Kushabri, Mamakusi, Kore, if not for Kore, the Kore Mishikai. Amen.